You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name's Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Kelly Ward available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Again, the phone number is 323-203-0815. Tonight we have Kelly Ward on the show. Kelly, are you available?
I am.
We've had a little technical difficulty here today. We're both on the phone, so hopefully everybody can hear us. Again, we hope to get some callers. Call in number 323-203-0815. Again, Sam sees your call and he'll call you back. So please make sure you pick up your the callback number. So Kelly, tell us a little bit about what's going on with you and your groups, or you work with Dr. Allen with her groups.
I do. I work with Dr. Allen. We have ladies groups on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And we are having a great time. We are having ladies really learning and getting into the tools for communication. We have got some ladies that are married and they're staying married and loving it. And we have got some girls that are working on getting to I Do. And we even have them in Chapter 14 negotiation. So that's a great thing. We're having a ball.
That's good. Yeah. Right now, let's see. We're going to... Oh, we have a caller on. Caller, are you on? You're available. We can
yes.
answer your questions. Hi, how can we help you? We have Kelly and Sue.
Okay. Well, I have two questions, and I didn't know I would be asking Kelly and Sue, but I'm really grateful to speak with you guys. My two questions are about two different guys, and one is about a guy that I've been with, and that question is, something that I've called Dr. Pat about before, or he's a guy that I've called Dr. Pat about before, and that guy basically dated me for a year, and then we broke up, and I saw online that he was married, and recently, within the last month, he has reached out to me and wants to bring me a gift.
And he's still married?
And so I, to the best of my knowledge, asked if he's a single man. Like, I can tell you what my question, I can tell you how I asked the question. And I don't know if I got a clear answer that he is single, but he does want to bring the gift. And I guess that's my question, you know, what should I do?
Well, he's still married. He won't answer the question.
So maybe I'll read to you how I asked the question. Because his answer, okay, so I'll read to you the question. I asked him in messages. It was over the phone in messages, and so I asked him and I said to him, asking, let me just pull it up, right? It's right here. And I asked him and I said, man, are you even classified to be asking those type of questions to a single woman? Because he was asking me about my heartbreak, things of that nature. And then his response was, I would think so if I was the one that broke it before.
Okay, I'm not hearing a clear, are you still married?
Right, I know. I understand that I didn't ask.
Yeah, so it's kind of both of you are being a little evasive, avoiding the question. Kelly, do you want to chime in on this?
Yeah, I think that one of the things we really have to work on is clear communication. So when we're communicating a question, we have to ask the question clearly. If you go to buy a car, you don't walk up and just say, well, can I see the engine? You want to know something about the engine.
Right.
Is
but at the same time.
Yes.
Ms. Kelly, but at the same
go ahead.
Go ahead.
My
no,
concern.
Your question didn't say, are you still married? It went like in a circle. Are you able to answer? Yeah.
I guess the only reason why I never asked is because I was never told that he was married. No one told me. He didn't tell me. She didn't tell me. No one actually, you know, and so
how
in
did
that
you know
time
he was married? How did you know he was married?
I was stalking him on Facebook and Instagram, and during that time, we never were in contact.
Okay, then you might say, I found out you're married. Are you still married?
Pictures? Okay.
You have to confront him. Now the truth comes out.
Or you can say more generally, are you single?
Yeah. You know, that does seem more comfortable for me to ask because I don't know if I want to be with him ever again. So I'm not really comfortable asking about his relationship status. And I don't want to get to a place where I feel as if I'm chasing him. And that was my only concern. But I do feel maybe more comfortable now asking. So can I just ask a question also about the second guy?
Let
maybe
me ask
that
you
I'm
something.
Trying.
Asking him if he's married or single is not chasing. That's taking care of yourself.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Chasing him would be calling.
Okay. So my second question was about a guy that I'm maybe more interested in and currently seeing. And he is my, and so I don't know how much to really tell you guys, but I guess because my question, I don't really know how much, what quite my question is, but I guess I'm trying to see if this should be something you guys think I should pursue. He is the same sign as me. We're both Geminis. And maybe to tell you guys a bit more about him, he wanted to come to see me 2 days ago before the election and bring me gifts. And I declined because we have had premature sex and premarital sex. And I don't think he cares about me.
Well,
but I really like it.
Well, I know it, but you would still see him. And then during the course of the conversation, he may want to have sex again. And you say, I made a mistake. I'm not comfortable having sex until I'm in a committed relationship. You can't date him if you never want to see him because you had sex before and he should know and you had a bad time. It's still back to communication.
Yes, ma'am. And I was able to tell him that the day that I declined seeing him. And I do. Yeah. So I was able to communicate that to him. And so it sounds like you're saying I can continue to date him.
Well, you can continue to date him. People, even when they're in relationships and they have sex too soon, they can say, I made a mistake. I'm not ready. I got overwhelmed and the heat of the moment. And you can still stop doing the sex till you get to know them.
Okay, that's great. That sounds like the most exciting news of tonight. And so that was
But you don't tell him until he asks for sex. Don't meet him and say, by the way, I want to tell you no sex again till I'm ready.
Right.
He's got to ask for it.
Yes, ma'am, because I told him that the night of the election, that if he wanted to come see me and expect what he had gotten before, I wasn't able to meet those expectations. And so that was kind of why I declined seeing him, or we didn't end up seeing each other altogether.
Well, you don't put that on him until he comes and asks for it, because you're kind of like, he hasn't asked for it, so you can't punish him or give him guidelines when he hasn't asked for anything. He just asked to see you is what I heard.
Well, And I have a feeling that he may not care about me because he speaks to me a bit disrespectful.
We can't mind read what he's thinking. You're trying to control and mind read what he's thinking. That will never work. Why don't you just walk forward 1 foot at a time and communicate when he says, hey, I want to have sex with you, and you say, not until a committed relationship. He says, no, I just want to have a fling. You know where he's coming from.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you said he speaks to you disrespectfully. How so?
Well, and Kelly, I will be honest. He does blatantly, or what's the word for when, bluntly tell me what he does speak to me disrespectfully and tell me what he wants from me and what he's expecting from me when we see each other. And knowing that, I have to communicate transparently over text that I'm not available for sex. And so that I do feel that it is a bit disrespectful to even, like, and almost agreeing with what Ms. Sue said, because, you know, he's prematurely asking that over the phone before we even see each other. And
dear,
so I have
men,
to then...
Men, all, that's their main goal is sex. We can't punish them for asking. We just say, no, thank you. I'm not comfortable.
Right.
The other thing, too, is maybe it's not that disrespectful. He's telling you what he wants directly. He's being honest. So honesty has a level of respect that... using subterfuge, oh, I want to take you out to a nice dinner, and then you get in the car, and then he's all handsy. But he's telling you what he wants. It's giving you the option to say yes or no to to his desires. So it's not really disrespectful. In fact, I would take it the opposite way. If you really think about it that way, he is not being disrespectful by getting you out under subterfuge. And, you know, whitewashing it, if you will, his knees.
Like, yeah.
I want to see you. But, you know, he doesn't put on the end of the sentence, I want to see you naked. You know what I'm saying? So his honesty is respectful.
That's true.
And men compete, control, and conquer. They're the assertive ones. They want that, and they go for it. That's a masculine man. Women
that
have the ego right.
And one last thing, I have told him before. Okay,
what was your other question, caller? What was your
And so I was just also adding in, well, maybe this is the last thing I wanted to say, is that I did receive you guys' email from Pat Allen, and I wanted to ask about the ladies group and coming on it in an hour.
Oh, yeah. Can you send me your email address to info,
yes,
info at drpatallen.com. And I will get it, and I will send you the Zoom link. It might be right at 5 because I end this and go over, but send it to me, my email, and I'll forward it to you, and you can log in today.
Okay, well, thank you so much, ladies, and we'll talk soon.
I'll look forward to seeing you at 5 for
yes,
a
ma'am.
Little more. Okay, thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
Thank you,
caller.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll work with her at 5 o'clock. I think she's got some.
I have. I mean, would you think that it was more respectful for a man to be honest with you, or would you prefer that he play this such a huge game?
Dear, here's the thing. Do you want, Pat always asks women, do you want to be respected or cherished? And she wanted him to respect her. So that's a sign right there that she was in her masculine. They were both in their masculine, so they both competed. How dare he ask me that? He asked for what he wanted, and she didn't like the way. She wasn't in her feminine.
Right. So
when
you have two masculine energies, they're both competing.
For respect.
Yes, for respect. So
and she didn't feel respected. Then she didn't feel cherished, but...
I think his bluntness made her feel uncherished, but I think she she got the nomenclature incorrect, which is normal. Because right now, in this day and age, what we're looking at is the whole bra burning women's lib movement has basically leached the femininity out of the female of person. Women.
I know it's called equal, but when you're equal, there's no intimacy. You can be good business partners, but you need the complements, one masculine, one feminine, to complement each other for a intimate relationship. And, you know, it doesn't have, everybody has masculine and feminine. It's which one you pursue, you have more of.
Which dominates. Yeah, definitely.
Yes, 100%. Which dominates.
And
that's
the it's great.
Yes.
A partnership with a person is one thing. However, if you're going to try to do it with a romance in mind, you're going to find out that it doesn't last in the long term.
It's like a magnet. When you have two similars, they repel. If you have two opposites, they cook together. So if you have a predominantly dominant masculine man, and he's got some feminine because we have it both, and you've got a feminine woman with some masculine, basically, they complement each other. They do the waltz, as Dr. Allen says. So it's important. A lot of people, we've got Dr. Allen's book, Getting to I Do. It's been in print since the 90s. It's now, you can get it on Audible through Amazon if people want to go in there, and it talks all about the masculine and feminine.
Well, I love to tell my ladies, you're on an airplane. You're at 30,000 feet. He's the pilot. You're the co-pilot. He wants to go to Seattle. You want to go to New York. You guys might have a problem midair, like crashing and burning. Probably shouldn't do it. Somebody has got to be the leader, and somebody has got to be the wingman. Somebody has to be Goose to Maverick. That's just all there is to it.
And we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air with Kelly and Sue. A question for us?
Hi. I think it's more of a comment because it's on the topic of what you were talking about right now. And I thought, you know, I need to call in because my husband is 17 years older than I am. I'm 44 and he's 62. He just turned 62. And one of the things that I last called about, which was months, maybe a year ago, was a masculine feminine repelling that me and my husband were having. And Dr. Pat Allen was like, yeah, because he is over 50. He is now in more in his feminine. So I guess it's more of like
he's more in his feminine, but you still have to treat him with respect as if he still is your masculine leader. You have to kind of So it is. It's women have to kind of double dip it there.
Yes, exactly. But yes, I just so I was calling just to say to the ladies out there and the men, when you get into a relationship with an older man, just consider that this will happen.
It does happen. It happens. Some men, it happens more. They fall into their feminine at times, but they still carry on as masculine. They kind of waffle. And we women generally get more masculine when we get older, too, because we lose our estrogen. So it works that same with women.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. But
you just have to be aware.
It's been an interesting transition. Yeah, exactly. I still definitely respect him, and I still use the language. I ask him what he thinks, but it was also very helpful to know that it was okay for me to. Well, I don't know. You tell me what you think. Or how you feel about this. But last year he had a crisis he had an infection in his shoulder from a rotator cuff surgery, and he got insomnia, and he went into this very depressed. His father had passed away. It was just a bunch of things that were like a perfect storm. And so then the doctors, psychiatrist put him on different medications. And I guess he was having adverse reactions, but he was very unable to work. He was rolling around in the bed. It was a very difficult time. And so I was able to, you know, be there with him and take care of him.
Uh-huh.
And I massaged his feet like every night as like a way to help him fall asleep. And I didn't feel, I mean, I know that I can still give to him as a woman.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, but it was just an interesting time where I was starting to think like, wow, am I going to need to provide for us and all of this? And I said, well, I guess it's okay, because he's in, you know, he's
okay,
transitioning into his feminine, and you know, maybe it's okay that I work and, you know, all of that, like be the provider. So anyway, it was just interesting, this, the energy that the considerations that I have about
good
all
good observation.
It.
That's a good observation. you know what? We all switch though. We can switch at any time.
Yeah.
You choose to be in your feminine, but you're perfectly capable to be your masculine, and
oh,
you know
yeah.
how to switch
yeah.
it on and off. That's
yeah.
That's what we try to teach our ladies, how to shut it
off. Yeah,
on
it's an interesting dance. Yeah. Well, okay. So I just wanted to say that, chime in, and I love
and
listening.
Thank you for
to,
calling.
Yeah.
How is your relationship going now?
It's great. It's so good.
Okay.
It's
good.
So good. We had a little bit of a hiccup because I went vegan.
Oh, and he likes his meat.
And he's happy. He likes what I cook. He'll eat anything I cook.
Oh.
But he definitely was like, I'm not giving up my steak and eggs, you know. And so I didn't know how to navigate that, because I started getting into like animal activism. And
yeah.
so it became difficult for me to sit with him consuming animal products. And so we came to an agreement that he could do, you know, whatever, just keep it out of the
yeah.
house. And then if he is consuming animal products, I told him that what would make me feel better is that if whatever money he spent on animal products, if he would make a donation to a sanctuary or somehow helping animals. And he agreed to that. So we came to that agreement and we're good.
Oh, so it's a win. That's a win-win.
Yes. And that was thanks to, you know, again, listening to the show, calling in and asking Dr. Pat Allen, like, what should I do?
Yeah, it sounds like you're using her tools very well.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm a good student.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Keep us posted.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Thank you so much for all you do.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's a very good negotiation.
That is. See, when you communicate and negotiate, it can be a win-win. There's a lot of people that expect mind reading and they try to control the outcome and it gets them in trouble, or he should know, or I told him 3 weeks ago. Yeah, you've got to have clear communication. So
not only everybody has a right to do what makes them feel good, and eating meat makes him feel good, and not
yeah.
eating meat makes him feel good. So if you can negotiate it where neither party has to, you know, change their life, they just have to negotiate and make compromise. That's
yeah.
one of the reasons that
yeah.
I get some ladies this? And I'm like, well, maybe he doesn't want you to not do it. Like, so where are we at with this? Like, you have to negotiate. Well, I'm just mad. And I, well, that, how's he supposed to know? And they're like, yeah. Well, he should know I'm upset because I do this. I said, well, that's not very good skills for negotiating.
Yeah, and
you know,
and
you
that
can't,
a good
because
one.
You're mad. Because you're mad at somebody and they don't know why you're mad or why you're upset or why you're angry, he should know. That's really unfair. Because on the other side of that scale, well, you've done something that he doesn't like, so, but you should know. You know?
Yeah, that,
and then they go, oh, I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that last caller, that's a good thing because she went vegan and he still likes his meat and he has a right to, you know, what he wants and not wants. And she has a right to what she wants. So they negotiate it fairly. She may not have to cook it for him, but he can still eat it. I mean, they just have to do a dance of negotiation regarding that. So sounds like they're working
yeah.
it out. Yeah.
I love that because, like I said, I get some ladies that they want what they want and they're not willing to negotiate it. And I'm like, we got a problem here. You know, you have to be able to negotiate or you're going to be saying goodbye to your relationship.
Yes, 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 yes. That's true. So the last caller, I do offer a drop-in ladies group on Mondays at 4 and Thursdays at 5. It's a $10 donation. If anybody's interested, the last caller, she's going to join, you can email me and I can give you the Zoom link and there's a donation link for the donation. It's info@drpatallen.com. And Kelly also, and me and Kelly also offer private sessions. So if you want, and we have another couple coaches, Patricia Eltage and Andy Shaw. Patricia's good at life scripts. So if you want any of the services from the One Institute, just reach out to me at the office or you can call 949-723-0338 and I'll be happy to help you guide you on what would work best for you. We also have a book recommended book list from Dr. Allen on our website, www.drpatallen.com, drpatallen.com. There's a tab that says recommended book list, very informative books to help you understand yourself and others. And that's all the advertisement I have for tonight. And don't forget, her books are available on Amazon.
But wait, Sue, can you tell us a little bit more about how your group works, how your pop-up group works?
My group works for, I generally have single ladies, and requisite I have is that you have to read the book Getting to I Do, and most of the ladies know about Dr. Allen. I guide them into how to communicate using Dr. Allen's tools, and most of the ladies, like our first caller, they think they're doing it Dr. Allen's way, but they're not. So I help them weekly guide them into dating and communicating and hopefully to get the guy of their dreams. And I do my best not, you know, there's a difference, Dr. Allen, mothering men. There's a big thing going around where women try to mother men, hoping that the guy will like them. That actually repels men. So we work through all different kinds of things. It's my ladies. I have one. I just went to a wedding of one lady I've worked with for 6 years. She got married. It was a on and off type thing, but I'm happy for her. And I know Dr. Allen does her ladies groups and you see ladies in the groups get married. What do you have? What are your ladies? Have you had marriage ladies?
Oh, yeah. Lots of ladies that married, lots of ladies that didn't want to be married, but wanted to be in long-term committed relationships. I'm actually working with one lady right now who feels she's a masculine energy, even though she's in a female body. And she's like an Amazon warrior woman. So she's like, well, I want a man like that. And I'm like, maybe we should explore maybe a beta male and see how that works out. So she is in what I call my duty dating boot camp. And I am developing a class for that. I'm hoping to have everything outlined. So maybe we can start presenting that class in January.
Okay. The first of the year. That's great. That would be great. And then as always, people can always call the radio show and ask questions. We're always here to help. I know a lot of people, they're limited on funds, but we always like to get people to call in with their questions, and we'll help guide you along the way. We love call-ins of people that have shared and never come back. So that's always good. And then we do have a gentleman that's on. He'll be on next week. Andy, he's great for the male perspective. We've all been trained by Dr. Allen, so we know Dr. Allen's material. So hopefully we can get another caller here and get some questions. And then I want to tell a little bit about Patricia Does the Life Script, which is very valuable to find out what happened to have it. Your script is what the tape recording or the messages that were imprinted long ago from your parents, societies, teachers, your neighbors, churches, and you constantly go over that script every day, and she helps you uncover what your script is, and hopefully you can change your script. So if you want more information on life scripts, you can reach out to me. And Kelly's offering her group starting up in January. You can reach out to me if you want to be on the wait list. And Kelly, do you have any information to share about what's going on with your ladies that might be valuable to know to help guide the other ladies listening?
Yeah, one of the things that's going on with a lot of my ladies and my groups is that they're not happy with online dating. They feel like they get baited and switched a lot. And so I have been sending them out, and this is how I'm developing the boot camp for duty dating groups that I haven't quite got perfected. I'm going to line it all out. So, pardon me. They're starting to go out in the world again. COVID really had impact on dating and mating and relating. A lot of people jumped into relationships because they just didn't want to be alone, and they're having troubles and things like that with that. And they've, you know, ended up being like, well, I just was with this person because I didn't want to be alone. And basically, the truth of the matter is that a lot of times people are with somebody because they simply don't want to be alone. They haven't found their perfect match, but they're willing to settle. And one of the things that a lot of ladies are like, well, if I date more than one man, I'm a slut. And I'm like, well, no, if you date more than one man, you're doing what they did in the 50s where they were really non-sluts. So the truth of the matter is I'm not telling you to go out and have sex with these human beings. I'm telling you to go out and see what they're like. You know, I said in the olden days, you know, Tammy would go and have a picnic with Roger and have dinner with Steve, and then she'd maybe have lunch with Dave. She didn't have sex with them. She had a date with them.
Yeah.
So there's a big difference between how it was then and how it was now. And I think a lot of people right now are really returning to the casual sex hasn't worked out, and they're seeing that. And so they're looking for something that's more committed and more solid than just a booty call. And I feel like maybe the lady we spoke to earlier kind of felt like he was treating her like a booty call. And
well, he can, but you know, you can't foresee what he wants without him asking for it. You can't jump the gun when he hasn't even presented it yet.
No, 100%. But I mean, if he's just only calling anytime he just, and that's his intention, and he makes it known, then you pretty much figure that, yeah, you're the booty call. So, and you don't want to be the booty call. So the thing is that you don't have casual sex. And a lot of the women are like, well, they expect sex if they take you out to dinner, they expect that. And I'm like,
they don't necessarily expect it. Women are supposed to go out and get to know the man and see if he's a good. Women fall in love with their ears. And if he's pressuring you for sex, you just nicely use Dr. Allen's stroke and stand by saying, I appreciate you want to have sex with me. However, I'm not comfortable having casual sex unless I'm in a committed relationship headed towards marriage. But I so appreciate having you see me as sexually desirable. See, it doesn't make him wrong for asking, and you also get to make your boundaries. So, you know, there's a lot of tools we teach that help women stand up for their boundaries without attacking men for saying things they don't like.
100%. And not only that, it's like I said, he can ask all he wants. You have a, you have the ability to veto. You've got veto power.
That's you it. You're no. The vice president. Yes.
You get to say no if you don't want to. And So a lot of women say, well, if I don't, he'll leave. So what's your answer to that, Sue?
Well, it's better he leaves now than you be the doormat and you get hurt. Men test women all the time to see if you give them casual sex, he's thinking how many other men can get sex from you this easy. You can't capture men with casual sex. You can capture men with having healthy boundaries, knowing what you want and what you don't want, and you stay in your feminine and you don't mother him or tell him what to do, how to do it, or ask for more, better, or different. So that's staying in the feminine. Feminine energy is patient, passive, vulnerable, and available. Too many women want to hurry up. They want to control. They want to control him. They want to control the relationship. And it backfires. And it's a very hard concept for the ladies to walk through. So that's where my groups help. I help them settle down and walk through the duty dating phase and to be patient, passive, vulnerable, and available and not come across as needy. Because if you're needy, you're going to get used and abused.
You will be the doormat for sure. So you're right. That's one of the, I love what your answer was, because my ladies are like, he'll leave. And I'm like, goodbye.
Well,
that's
yeah,
the answer. Goodbye. He'll leave.
Now.
Maybe leave. If he leaves, better to find out now the kind of person he is. Holding on to somebody by that, you know, like a carrot on a string, it's folly. It results in folly because
he
gets what he wants. And you're right. Men think to themselves, she gave it to me that easy, that fast. Well, I'm nothing special. So who else does she do that with?
Yes.
And that's a problem.
And remember,
I've had
men like group chase. Men like the chase, like way back. They like the chase, the hunt. They want what they can't have. Not that we say play hard to get. You just have to have healthy boundaries and take the relationship in a timely manner. You know, it's like when you get a job, you're on a 30-day probation. So they get to know you and how you perform and work. Do that while you date as well. You don't know everybody in 1 or 2 weeks. Usually the first 3 months are the perfect phase. So
Once that mask falls in 3 months, then you're going to see if you can work through it. Work through those quirks. Work through those weird things that happen. And they happen in every relationship.
And like Dr. Allen says, women fall in love with the magic wand. So you got to make sure you know the person behind that magic wand or you'll become bonded. And it can take up to a year to debond with the wrong man. And that's going to be very painful. So know your man, get to know him and on all levels. And that doesn't mean going in and asking him 50 questions. You observe, see how he treats you. You're coming from your feeling centered. So if he makes you feel good, you know, you just sit and you process your feelings with him, not your logic. Too many women talk from their logic. And then your logic to logic, that's not going to work. Feelings are non-negotiable. They come and go. Only you can process them.
But that's how people are, that's how women are being raised up now. And that goes back to that whole bra burning thing going on. But it's interesting. One of the things that you just said was the processing and the time. You know, you've got to give it time. Nobody knows anybody in a day. Do you want to give your body away to somebody the first couple of hours you meet them? It's a soul exchange.
Yeah, that, you know, I'm, Dr. Allen says if there's a lot of people, she's not a moralist, so if you want to do hookups, that's fine. But you need to negotiate that up front. So if you're both just out
Even if you don't want to be in a relationship, you need to negotiate that.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to be in a long-term relationship, handing it away is just not conducive to that.
Yes. So, yeah. So, so there's a lot of different ways to go about this when you want a relationship. There, you know, you negotiate if you want long-term. And if this guy only wants to hook up, you know what? You find out at the beginning of getting to know him, and that saves you a lot of time and pain of getting into a bad relationship with the wrong person. You know, a lot of women, they go out on dates and they wait for the man to present what he wants in marriage, and they date him for weeks without knowing if he wants marriage. I tell my women, let him know what you're looking for as well on the first date, possibly, so you're not wasting time. And they just
that's one of the things I'm working on with the Duty Dating Bootcamp is my ladies will do these profiles where they hide what I call hide the ball.
No.
And I said, why are you hiding the ball?
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you mean? And I said, you're masking the fact that you want marriage, you want family, you want children, you want this. Thinking you're going to attract these men, but you're going to attract men who don't have a like-minded thinking.
Yeah.
Make your profile clear. Say what you want. That's why you're getting the bait and switch when you're dating these guys, because you've hid the ball.
Yeah.
You hid what you wanted. You can't do
and
that,
also,
especially in the online world.
And look at the men's profiles to see if they want marriage. And even when you're with them, kind of ask them their timeline. They may want to be married, but it might be 10 years down the line. And that may be a deal breaker for you. So, you know,
right?
You
I want to travel the world and sow my wild oats, and I want to get married when I'm 70. You know,
well, they
really,
don't even tell
exactly.
you 70. They say someday. That's the someday.
Yeah. The Peter Pans.
And then the women think after he meets me, he'll want to marry me. And then she works like a dog to get him to love her. And that never works either. So it's better to find out why you're dating him, or, you know, if you're both going to the same place. So we've got a couple more minutes here. I wish we could have another caller. It might be too late, but 323-203-0815. We can take one more call. We end the show at 4:50 Pacific Standard Time. So with that, this was a great call. Unfortunately, I hope we don't sound too muffled. We had to log in by our phones today. We usually do Skype, but I couldn't get on my Skype account, and neither could Kelly. So hopefully we'll be back next week and you'll be able to hear us better. But these shows are on archived on LA Talk Radio, www.latalkradio. You can go into Empowered Communication. Dr. Pat Allen, and she's got him back. We started this, I think, way back in 2017.
No, February of 2015.
Okay, 2015. So if you go back that far, and I'm sure they're available, you can listen to Dr. Pat. And a lot of people just listening to her with her questions and answers helps them. It's like the drip. If you hear it over and over and over, it eventually sticks. This work is repetitious. You have to keep doing it over and over and over. So we support everybody.
My ladies will say, but we already went over that. And I'll say, yeah, but you haven't mastered it.
It's not a one-time. You have to hear the information, then do the work. And the work can take up to 6 to 8 weeks to change a behavior once you're aware of it. And being aware of it is the work. How to, you know, it's like learning how to walk. You're learning how to read, how to communicate differently. That's a whole new language. Yeah. So with that, we're going to end the show. We're going to end the show. Thank you for being on, Kelly. And I want to thank everybody for listening and calling in. And we hope to see you back next week. Thank you. Want to say goodbye, Kelly? Yeah.
Yeah, it was great fun. Thank you. We love you. We'll be back next week. See you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.